If you live in a remote or rural area, you may know firsthand how difficult it is to get GPs to your region, even harder to get quick access to a medical specialist. That usually involves a long trip to a town or a capital city, perhaps hundreds and hundreds of kilometres for you. And if you have a chronic condition, let's say diabetes, which requires regular monitoring, not being able to have checkups can lead to really serious consequences. And I mean really serious, like blindness or even amputations. So what if computer technology could just overcome the tyranny of distance and connect you as a remote patient with a city-based specialist through telemedicine? Da, da, da. Yep, I hear you say, sure. For that, you need high-speed broadband, especially if you want images and video and voice and text to quickly flow between the doctor and you as the patient, and given the slow and dodgy internet in parts of regional Australia, good luck with that. Well, an eye screening trial in remote Indigenous communities, this is very interesting, led by CSIRO, might just give you some hope about the prospects for telemedicine. And joining me this morning is a world leader in the field who led the trial, Professor Yogesan Kanagasingham, beg your pardon, the research director of the eHealth Research Centre, which is a joint venture between CSIRO and the Queensland Government. Yogi joins us from Bali, where he's attending a health conference. Good morning to you, Yogi.
Good morning, Natasha. How are you?
Very well indeed. Great to have you with us. Also on the line in Perth is Mailing Taikani. She's an Associate Professor of Ophthalmology at the University of Western Australia. Good morning to you, Mailing.
Good morning, Natasha.
So, Yogi, describe this eye screening trial and what makes it different, distinct.
Yes. What we did is we developed a telemedicine technology or software system which could be connected to a satellite NBN connectivity, so we can provide specialist eye care to the very remote areas where there aren't any telephone lines. Even 3G mobile telephone lines is not available. So that's what we have done, and it's very simple. It sounds simple, but it worked very well.
So this is using satellite broadband. How accessible is satellite broadband at the moment?
It's mainly to the very remote areas where there aren't any connectivity, landlines or 3G networks. So it's available to most of the areas using the broadband NBN satellite.
So just describe then what is transmitted in this consultation process.
So what happened is the local healthcare workers or nurses actually capture the fundus images or retinal images, and then collect the patient's information and combine and send it in a secure way to an ophthalmologist based in a city. And then they read the images and give the feedback, diagnostic feedback, back to the screeners to give it to the patient. And if it is urgent, they have to go to a city-based ophthalmologist, or they have to see a visiting ophthalmologist.
Right. Okay. So 68 patients from 1,000. were tested were found to be at risk of blindness in this trial that you've been undertaking using telemedicine and broadband satellite. And that's a real problem, isn't it? These patients in remote communities not being able to access medical specialists.
Exactly, yes, exactly. And out of the 68, 8 of them had severe disease, so they need treatment immediately or in a very short time. So it's interesting.
Mailing Taikani, Professor of Ophthalmology at the University of Western Australia, how vital is an eye test like this? What range of conditions can it pick up? I mean, you don't, just to set the scene here, the doctor and the patient are not sitting together, and you're expecting the doctor to be able to analyse a person's eye health. Is that feasible?
It's very challenging, Natasha. The technology that Yogi described is largely used as a screening tool, which is quite different from another way of using telemedicine, which is video conferencing, where there is actually a face-to-face, if you like, via videos. So with the store and forward technology, images are captured and then sent to an ophthalmologist for interpretation. So the kinds of diseases that we can pick up are like the ones you mentioned, diabetic eye disease, macular diseases like macular degeneration, cataracts, and possibly we're working on glaucoma, which is the other most common blinding disease in our senior citizens.
And if those don't have regular attendance by a specialist to track progress, what can happen to the patient?
Oh, they can easily lose vision and at the end stage go blind, legally blind.
To what extent is this critical in remote Indigenous communities in Australia?
In the prevention of blindness?
Yes.
Well, maintenance of one's independence at home, being useful in the workforce, you know.
Yes.
One needs eyesight.
But to what extent is it under is eye health underattended in remote communities at the moment?
Very much so. It is improving. There is a colleague of mine who's done excellent work going out to these rural communities and providing such services. However, with Western Australia being as large as it is, there's still a lot more work to be done.
Mm. Yogi Kanagar Singham, Director of the Australian eHealth Research Centre. In fact, this is one of a number of diagnostic tools that you've invented. You're a serial innovator in screening and diagnostics. So this is actually a separate tool that you've developed that allows the eye to be photographed, in effect, and videoed.
Yes, that is correct, yeah. It could be imaged you could actually do video conferencing as well, so you can show the image online immediately on the spot. But in ophthalmology, that is not necessary because it's an image-based medical specialty, so you can use images to diagnose most of the diseases. Yeah.
So is this an expensive tool to get to remote communities? Does it take a lot of training to learn how to operate it accurately?
No, actually the main problem is the main issue is using the fundus camera, how to use it and what kind of images has to be captured for particular disease. In this case, diabetic retinopathy, so the ophthalmologist mainly look for the image around the macula and that around that kind of region. And so we took around 1 to 2 days to train nurses in the remote areas and how to use the software and how to upload the images, and so it didn't take much time. It's very fast.
Professor Mayling Taikani, then the issue, though, is if a problem is identified with a person's eye, it's getting that person to treatment, adequate treatment, surely.
Well, yeah. The role of telemedicine here is to identify ones who can be seen quickly. So it actually isn't a problem because once, let's say, diabetic macular disease is picked up, the nurse or the technician will then inform the family doctor and transportation is then organized for the patient to be transported to a metropolitan center for treatment. Telemedicine provides a very good triaging system, if you like, and it rationalizes use of specialist time so that, you know, we don't waste our time seeing patients who don't have any eye problems.
Yogi, to what extent is internet capacity a vital factor for realizing the worth of tools like this and telemedicine in Australia?
I think it's very important in a way, so because the images, some of these images are very, very large. It's about 15 megabytes. So to send that kind of images, you need fast broadband network to transmit. We compress the images, but still you need fast internet connectivity. But we didn't expect that the satellite will work very well, but when we started the program, but we were very happy with the outcome. It's reasonably fast.
And the NBN will launch its first satellite later this year. So that's about enabling things like telemedicine.
Exactly, yeah. It's in collaboration with the local Department of Health. So it should be a great opportunity for very people living in very remote areas.
Look, thank you both for joining us this morning to just give us a sense of how a trial like this would work for those who will be listening in remote communities and wondering how they can access medical specialists. Professor Mei-Ling Taikani, thank you, there at the University of Western Australia.
Pleasure.
And thanks for joining us from Bali too, Professor Yogi Kanagasingham, the Research Director of the Australian eHealth Research Centre. Thank you.
Thank you, Natasha. Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Yes, it will be very interesting indeed. Sorry about the crummy phone line there from Bali. It will be very interesting indeed to see how telemedicine is impacted by the rollout of the NBN. When it happens, we will wait with bated breath.